right. Thank you very much to Charlie for another edition of Around the Town Sounds, giving us 4 seconds of early time so we can use it to promote the co-op membership drive. 472-5667 is the number. Oh, by the way, you're listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Got to get that in. But yeah, we're trying to raise money, guys. We'll be doing this for the whole hour. It's me. It's Mac. It's a special guest. And let's get one quick pitch in real quick. Here to help us out, the lovely Hotan.
Hotan! Co-op Zone!
My goodness. I woke up. I think I just woke up. This is so exciting.
Because Charlie put you to sleep.
It's electric.
No, he mesmerized me. He does such a great job curating such amazing music.
From,
you know. Oh, man. I am definitely on the Mascot Wedding Show now. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening because you care or you have nothing else to do, nothing better to do. So we know that you're listening. So please pick up the phone and call us at 472-5667 and show these guys why you care and why it's important to have this kind of programming on our community radio and give them your feedback. What do you really think about this show? What do you think about them? I'm sure they would love to get those comments.
Always.
472-5667.
Thank you very much. We'll be talking about
the
membership. Oh, that was smooth. You kidding me? Silky smooth.
Silky smooth.
Yeah, that's why she's getting the ink out there.
Award winning.
That's right. We are award eligible.
Oh, my Lord. I'm starting to blush already. The whole hour of this, I don't know if I can last.
Oh, we'll turn it off.
Yeah, it's
done. In fact, it's done now. You've ruined it for
Goodbye.
Us.
Goodbye.
So shut up. No, I'm kidding. That's awful. I'll tell you what. We'll play some music. Seriously, guys. 472-5667. Let's get those phones going. We'll be back in a few minutes right after Mean Jeans, Pogo, For You Go-Go. Mascot Wedding Show, starting now. One, mic two, mic three, mic five. The time is 6:06 in the PM. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dialer, online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And on microphone two, my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we usually open the phone lines to talk to the community about stuff. However, this is our second show. We are square smack in the middle of Co-op Radio's Spring 2K13 membership drive. And so the phone lines are open, but they're open for your pledges. That is right. This is one of the only two times a year where we interrupt our normal programming to bring you semi-normal programming. It'll still be a good show. But we're also asking for your pledges to help support community radio in Austin. So what you got to do is you got to call 472-5667. That's 472-K-O-O-P. And you can call in and pledge your support for Co-op Radio. You may also pledge online at koop.org if you don't want to talk to one of our phone answers. Our phone answers, by the way, right now are doing nothing.
Nope.
No one is calling right now, and they are eagerly waiting the phone. Well, I mean, that one guy.
I think they're on Facebook.
Yeah, Brian, he's on, it looks like he's on that Bang Your Friends app where you select your Facebook friends.
Uh-huh.
That's gross.
Yeah, come on, man.
Get it together.
Save it for the bus. Don't do that here.
Save for the gross bus. yeah, but I'm sure they'll be picking up the phone in just a second. Anyway, 472-5667, 472-K-O-O-P. And to sweeten the pot at the $35 level, we are giving away the Sunken Valley Appreciation Pack.
The Sunken Valley Community Appreciation Pack?
One of those two.
Talk to Call Screener 10. He never gets it right.
And it's going to have some mascot winning swag, including a CD of new and best of material from this show.
Uh-huh.
We have a hand selected. It'll make sense.
Yeah. And also, you know what? To further sweeten the pot, I'm going to throw this out there. Because, guys, I want this every membership drive. It's Mac and myself. It's our favorite time of year because we get to thank you, the community, for helping us out.
Well,
Okay, Christmas. Christmas no. And what?
What is my most favorite time of year? You know this.
Oh, the NBA playoffs.
The NBA playoffs, yes.
Okay. As far as this radio show goes.
Oh, best radio party of the year. Most definitely. We have some people to thank from last week.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the show, because at the $60 level, mm-hmm. You get a co-op shirt or a bag. One of the two. Ask the phone people.
It's a shirt bag.
Shirt bag. And I think more is the bag, right?
Yes, it's a bag and or a shirt.
Okay.
But they can probably, if they give a little more, get both.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's got this Grackle logo on
it. What is a Grackle? Is it a raven on steroids?
It's an annoying...
I don't know what to do with that, Hotan.
I'm sorry. I mean, what a weird name, Grackle.
Yeah.
It's a raven on steroids.
You know, I haven't seen too many ravens, but I do know that when I first moved to Texas,
because
the Grackle makes that like... Grackle is like a perfect name for it because it sounds like lightning's about to hit whatever it's
I bet
noises.
You can reproduce it. Let's hear it. Come on, not, Mac.
Even if I could do it exactly, it would be terrible radio.
Wait, I think a Grackle's coming in right now. Oh, come on up to the mic, Mr. Grackle.
It's something like that.
Oh,
it's
now I know. Yeah. That is no raven.
Well, time to go, Mr. Grackle.
Come on. Vote Palin.
What? Mr. Grackle.
It's Palin. Anyway, so we're going to have a Grackle on the shirt, and we're like, oh, we should come up with a name for it. And so for the next person to pledge at the sustainer level, which is $120, and you might be saying, that's a lot of money. I can't drop that all at once. Who am I, Lance Armstrong?
Yeah.
Am I as rich as Lance Armstrong? No, don't worry about it, because at the sustainer level, we'll take it off your credit card, $10 monthly installments. That's your cheapest monthly bill.
Yeah, think about it. Nothing else.
Balling out of control. Anyway, for people to pledge at sustainer level, you can name this Grackle.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is right at the end, we got two people who pledged wanting to name the Grackle. One of them, sustainer level, Mr. Martin Thomas.
Yay!
It was his birthday last Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
It was his birthday, and he's giving a co-op radio. Follow his example. He's a hero.
Hold on.
Did you sing to him?
No, but if he
got it right at the closing bell, so we didn't even have a chance to thank
him. He's probably listening now. I bet he would appreciate it.
But you know what? If he pledged to the sustainer level, he gets this.
Oh, the Rocky music.
Oh, yes. That's better than Happy Birthday song.
It is.
Actually,
such a guy show I'm on.
Oh, stop. It's Rocky's for everybody.
Not girls.
Best picture, 1976. Take it home. I'm mad at you now, Hotan.
No, seriously. I mean, it's nice, but Happy Birthday song is more heartfelt.
Well, we can't afford the Happy Birthday
song.
Yeah. We'd have to raise $83,000. I can't do that.
And so Martin wanted to name the Grackle Wesley Snipes.
Sure.
Oh, a bit questionable.
And then someone else pledged, Sarah Ronder. Uh-huh. Pledged at the sustainer level. So applause for Sarah. There it is.
Oh, she gets the same song.
Some jazz.
Yeah, that's where all sustainers get Gonna Fly Now.
I apologize. I like the song now.
Yeah, I was just gonna play. I was gonna play Barbie Girl. If I
pledge at that level, please play Barbie Girl.
Fair enough. I'll pull it up.
If you want to exercise with the public and vocal support of community children, the Rocky song is what you need.
Yes.
And she wanted to call. She supported the suggestion by Brendan K. O'Grady, last week's guest, to call it Yo MTV Grex.
Yes.
Because the logo, while it is a pretty sweet logo, does cheaply steal the word balloon from Yo MTV Raps.
Yes, it does. We had a crack team on it.
Yeah, it's weird. I can think they Googled word balloon, like a comic strip. And if the first thing was Yo MTV Raps, I'm like, we'll take it. Or maybe it's a shout out to our own Hip Hop Hooray.
You guys seen the t-shirt? Is there really a t-shirt?
No, it's like the producers. They just made it up in order to take
it. Yeah,
money.
I think if we get enough people wanting the t-shirt, perhaps.
Oh, up in the air is what you're saying.
No, I'm sure there is a t-shirt because we have this now, right? Local and vocal.
Yes.
That is the name of the Grackle. Anyway, so here's the thing, guys. If you pledge at, because it was a tie, if you pledge something today, you can vote for what you want to call this Grackle. Or if you pledge at the sustainer level, I think you can also throw a suggestion into the ring.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll see what we can do. And then at the end of the show, whoever gets the most pledge support, that's what we're naming the Grackle.
Yeah. This Grackle we call Wesley Snipes, which Martin Thomas, super creative guy. That's it, buddy? Really? Yeah. Wesley Snipes?
Come on, seriously? You're gonna put us in that corner?
This Grackle didn't evade taxes. Guys, we have a very special in-studio guest who is patiently waiting for us to shut up and introduce him. He is one of the co-hosts and co-producers of Sure Thing. Is that correct?
That is, yeah.
Every Saturday night at the Austin Java on 12th and Lamar. He has also appeared at Moon Tower and Fun 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 Fest. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite comedians in Austin, Mr. Duncan Carson.
Yay! Hey, guys, I just want to say it looks like to me that this grackle already has a name. It's Coop with a K, right? Coop the grackle.
See, where were you last week? Giving us $120.
That's our station name, dummy.
Yeah. Oh.
Come on. We're working on branding.
Okay.
And it's not working very well.
You also have a podcast, Duncan.
I do.
And what is this podcast? Like everyone else in Austin.
You guys have a podcast?
Yes.
Right?
That we podcast this show.
Yeah.
This show is a podcast in the future.
Anybody worth their salt has a... Mine is called Sincere Tweets. It's a...
Tell the audience about Sincere Tweets.
Oh, it's just a comedy thing.
I can't be bothered.
Do you ever have to describe what Mascot Wedding is, and you have to just find it to be a, like, oh, it's a radio thing we do? Just listen.
No,
to it.
I'm proud of it, Duncan.
Okay. Well,
usually when I describe it, I turn myself off. Uh-huh. So it's like, what's Mascot Wedding? It's me and we complain about. Shut up.
Right. Yeah. You just trail off in the middle of it. It's just I talk to other stand-up comics in town one-on-one about their feelings, you know?
Well, it's an excellent podcast.
It is fun. Thank you.
And it's been, we were talking about it. It's coming up on a year pretty soon.
No, well, in September it'll be a year.
Well, okay, fine.
50 episodes.
Okay, see, but you're closer to that than you are to the beginning.
No, I'm not.
What?
Well, I'm like 23. Guys.
All right, whatever.
Guys.
Speaking of tweets.
I was trying to make it look like you're a venerable mainstay in this town.
I feel like I can't fudge numbers no matter what I do.
Uh-huh.
Like we just...
matter what you do.
Sure Thing is a new name of a show. Mm-hmm. And it used to be the Laugh Lounge. Now it's Sure Thing. And Brennan's just like, let's just say it's been a year. I'm like, it hasn't been a year. It's been like 10 months.
Yeah.
And he's like, can't you just round up? I'm like, no, I can't. That's just math. It's bad math.
Well, when you hit that year, it's going to be so sweet.
Right? June, guys.
We kind of are stupid about our numbers here. We had our 250th show and just didn't even mention it.
Yeah, he was saying you didn't even remember.
No, I did.
That it had been 5 years since 250 shows.
Oh, he knew the 5 years. But it's one of those things where like, and I, as I was saying, I knew that it was 250, but there's more weight into celebrating the hundreds episodes. And so I was like... Okay, we'll just blow past 50, and then next year we'll do 300.
People like round numbers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I knew it in my heart, because this show means a lot to me.
Did you guys do something special?
Nah, I had Hafke on.
I just had Joe Hafke on.
Yeah.
Look, this show is special to me as well, but if we don't get any pledges, I'm dropping this thing like a bad habit.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me?
Final show today.
You think we haven't gotten offers to do this stuff other places? I couldn't say it with a straight face. We have no offers, guys.
You don't think we got offers from Amazon and the iTunes come banging?
They see what I buy. They know what things I would like to buy in addition.
We got offered to answer phones at KUT or also and laugh at their terrible comedy programming.
Oh. Yes.
I was listening to... I love those guys, but...
They have comedy programming?
Yeah, it's supposed to be funny. I don't know. Isn't it?
It's supposed to be witty and biting.
I was
listening
to that quiz thing in the morning. What's that called?
Stop, Stop, Please Kill Me.
Wait, don't tell me.
There it is.
Guys, my grandmother loves that show.
Well, so did the studio audience. They were going crazy.
Oh, man.
I'm sitting in the car like in The Simpsons, like, is my radio broken? Why is...
Yeah.
It's the White Apollo where they're doing this.
Hey, what the?
I love it.
Come on.
Fine. What's the...
I'm edgy.
I don't even want to, like, I was about to go, what's the brown Apollo? But as soon as, like, the words started to come out of my mouth, and I was like, well, what's the white Apollo? What am I supposed to do with that?
Nothing. Let it hang.
Well, I didn't say it because I was like, what's the brown? That's not me.
I'm not that guy.
This show, you know what's funny is somebody at co-op, because here's the thing, at co-op, we're all volunteers. Mm-hmm. And so... that's one of the beautiful things. Another reason why I should support co-op is because it's a show where if anyone has a vision for a radio show, like Dave and I, we're just schlubs on the street.
Yeah.
We came in, we do some volunteer hours. Next thing you know, we got a show.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
And so one of the things you do is for volunteer hours around here is you review other people's shows. And so I will occasionally make the mistake of reading our reviews.
No, don't do that.
And so there's a part in there because co-op are very serious about our mission to serve the underserved. And give the voice to the community. And somebody was like, And there was a question like, does this show support the... And I was like, nah, it's just two white guys complaining about stuff.
Which I felt great about.
Yeah. It said verbatim two white guys?
Yes. Yes, it did.
It's funny because it's like, I don't ever... Race never enters my brain.
No, I don't give it a first thought. But yeah.
Like somebody was like, oh, it's nice you have like a Latino in your show. And I was like, what? Oh, David. Yeah, he's from Houston.
I guess.
Like that's what yeah. I... That's yeah. how
like,
I...
If he had said it to me, I would have looked around like, we do? I don't understand.
I have that thought a lot, especially in like the comedy scene here, because it's such a specific interest that it's very post-racial.
Uh-huh.
At least in the way that every minority I know is like the whitest example of that minority.
Sure.
Possible. I don't want to name any names because that would be weird.
Name two? No, you don't have to do that.
But it's weird when how is the way that David is different from you?
Mm.
And I'd be like, well, he's from Houston. that's number one. That's my go-to, yeah.
And he also says it with that venom.
Ugh, Houston.
That Houston scum.
Although Houston's been really nice. By the way, I don't know if I mentioned this. We are at Mascot Wedding.
Yeah.
You may tweet at us during the show. And tweet it. I sees it. I reads it. And I shame you if you haven't pledged.
Yeah, exactly. Tell us why you haven't.
Guys, let's back away from this racy or edgy race conversation.
Uh-huh.
Racy, edgy race conversation.
Yeah, exactly. That's seductive conversation.
You don't want to talk about race the whole hour?
I don't.
Guys, let's turn some chairs backwards and just get
into it. Oh, yeah. Talking cool style.
Let's just rap. Yeah.
Let's rap at one another.
I'm not trying to like plug the membership drive every second, but I was listening to 101X by accident.
Sure.
Because I just turned my radio and started playing something. And it was playing that one of the songs by Fun, which it's weird because South By is coming up. It starts next week. And I can kind of like judge my musical years by South By.
Yeah.
They play like a song by Foster the People and then Fun or something like that.
Uh-huh. I was
like,
sure.
Foster the People, that was two South Bys ago.
Yeah.
Fun, that was last South By. Get some new tunes. Can I still say tunes like that?
Like Harry Carey does.
Tunes. But then the guy.
So like after every South By. Music is just done.
It's not done, but it's marked.
Okay, so so in the pre-South By month, it should be all new bands. Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
If the musical year was three act structure,
right.
Then the midpoint of this movie would be South By,
right?
And then it just wanes, and then the new crop of bands builds up to South By 2013.
Get it?
And it doesn't mean new crop of bands, but a new crop of songs.
Sure.
Like
yes.
It was that fun song that was like. Carry on, whatever. A goat got shot in the middle of it.
The drowning.
And the 101X DJ, whose name I don't know, but I was like,
is it? There's a DJ on 101X named Trevin, which cracks me up.
Oh, I was just about to say that one. Yes.
It's probably DJ Skyler.
Trevin. It's a real person. I probably shouldn't go too hard on his name being dumb, but come on.
Hey, we're broadcasting live from Fedora Hut. We're just selling hats today.
But he was like, that was fun with Carry On, and I will carry on playing your crap. Coming up next is this band. And I was like, oh, you see, this DJ hates the music they're playing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would
oh, yeah.
never happen at Co-op because we only do stuff we like.
Yeah.
Because we're good guys.
Other DJs might hate the stuff we play, but we don't talk to them anymore.
Well, that's right.
All radio DJs are just slowly going insane. Because they're by themselves and they play the same 40 songs over and over. Every time you hear just one of them, like, here's, like, I heard a guy, it might have been Trevin, I don't know, but he's just like, I'm going to do an impression of the bass line from that song, and he's like, was that good? You guys, he was talking to nobody.
Yeah.
It's like a sad little short story.
At the beginning of Zero Dark 30, they played the same 40 songs over and over again. That's how they got the information they so needed.
I can kind of understand that energy, though, because occasionally, like, one of us will not do the show, and it'll just be a solo show. And it's like, look, I could get on stage and talk forever about anything. I could do a show by myself. But then it just becomes this like crazy manic energy where it's like, hey, everyone, Mascot Wedding Show here. Ooh, what's going on with the news? I don't know. Let's play a song.
And every single time.
Plane's going down. It's going down.
Oh, guys. I have so many regrets in my life. What are we doing? What? Oh.
And it's amazing because like from show to show, like the stories don't change or like the topics that we talk about. But when there's nobody else in the studio to bounce them off of, like, we'll have callers be like, this is boring. Like, play some music. It's like, it's the same thing every week, dude. Like, why? What changes?
Yeah.
It's Mac. Mac changes.
Oh, why? I'm like, I'm changing.
You're the catalyst. You're the, you make the engine run.
Meow.
Nope, not that. Catalyst.
Meow.
Nope. Oh, look it up.
Oh, boy. So, Duncan.
Hey.
You are a relative newcomer. to the Austin comedy scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The ACS. Hey, why don't people call it ACS?
The ACS?
Yeah. Is it because that's super lame?
I feel like more people need to be familiar with something before you need a shorthand for it.
Boing.
Oh. Hey. Look out.
So where were you before? You've only been here like, what, a year? A little bit over a year?
Year and a half.
Already booking the big festivals.
Hey, what?
Where were you before this?
I moved here from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lovely town.
Great town. Real blue collar. Yeah. Bar town. I'm not even good at describing that.
The quietest Saturday night I've ever seen.
I realize describing most things, I give up in the middle. And I'm just like, Milwaukee. Oh, it's a place I lived for 12 years. That's all I know. All right. July 2011, I moved here.
Okay. Well, what were you doing in Milwaukee?
Nothing.
Oh, was that your place of birth, or was that?
I moved around a few times growing up. I lived in Houston for a while, actually.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Clear Lake, huh?
Houston. Oh my goodness!
Right?
Yes.
Is that a good place to live?
It's a very nice place to live.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, don't brag about it. You're still living in Houston.
1998, I moved to Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. August 1998, and then I moved here 2011.
Okay.
Like a pro.
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
So you like what brought you to Austin? I guess is the question I wanted to ask.
I had a friend that lived here and told me how great it was.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I just decided to come see for myself.
Now, I know this is a question that stand-ups don't like, but had you been doing stand-up before you came to Austin, or was it something that Austin kind of inspired it in you?
It was something I did it for a long time, like mm-hmm. 6 years or so. But there's just not a lot of clubs up in the old Midwest.
Yes.
That are open to new people, so I didn't get a lot of work until I moved here a couple years ago.
Well, now you're creating the work. Now you're the co-curator.
Hey, of a show.
Yeah.
Yes.
So take that, Milwaukee trash.
Oh my God.
Whoa. I feel like I give a like anytime I'm in an interview situation, I tend to be really hard on Milwaukee, but it was fun. We did shows. There were bars.
It's a lovely town. Yeah, it really is. Great.
Breaking news: Carson crushes Milwaukee.
Comedian destroys hometown.
Stand-up superstar slams home city.
Oh, I like the question mark at the end of that.
Yes. Most headlines should have question marks. Cotan, is something up, my man?
Oh.
Yeah, my goodness. Yes, Lance Gilstrap.
Oh, friend of the show.
Friend of the show is on the phone right now, and I would like to invite others to join in. Maybe they can have a party line. Please call us at 472-5667 and take a pointer from Lance. Lance is on the phone, is pledging, and I'd like to know why. I haven't read the... Do you guys know why he's pledging?
Guilt.
Shame.
Obligation.
Or like Lance Guiltstrap.
Oh, that's very good. So please call us at 472-5667. I am so enjoying this. Your energy is awesome. You two are just off the chain.
Oh, Don, who's supporting this show?
I don't know if I can say this name on the air. Are you ready to bleep me? I think.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
It's something about you two make his sandwich.
Let me see this.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Did somebody Moe's Tavern it and give a insulting name?
Exactly.
And they donate money and put Amanda Huggins.
Let's start by saying some gentleman named Bohunkus 13.
Oh, yes.
Matt and David make his make his Saturdays at work more enjoyable. I thought it said that you make his sandwich.
Which I wouldn't have put past him. He is our Moriarty.
don't give him that much credit.
He's at work. So what kind of work does he do that you make his Saturdays?
I know exactly what kind of work he does.
He makes sandwiches.
He makes sandwiches.
How did Moriarty get to be Sherlock Stark's rival by calling him Sherlot? By calling me Matt, that's his master plan.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't say he's a Moriarty. He's more of like a Killer Croc. He's not quite A-level villain. He's riding the C-team.
However, today, because you pledged, Bohunkus, I'm putting a flower at the end of that rifle.
That you're still aiming at him.
Bohunkus.
Thank you, Bohunkus.
Thank you for supporting Co-op Radio. Whoa. You know what?
It's real flattering to have a nemesis to begin with.
It feels pretty good.
Have you met him?
Yeah, I met him at his place of employment. It was very nice.
And have you matched wits?
I think I bought an album from where he worked, and he was like, just cool, man. I was like, bye. So that's about all I brought to the table. So if he was hoping for a chess game of the brain, I don't think I delivered. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Yes, sir.
I saw Arby's in co-op the other day measuring the studio in case we didn't do well on this pledge drive.
Oh, they've been wanting this. They've been wanting this for a while.
They're like, the big beef and cheddars are on their way.
No, we can't have that happen, guys. We can't turn co-op into an Arby's.
And that gang of orphans that lives at co-op was like, please, Arby's, don't turn us into an Arby's. And like, we'll name some curly fries after you, kid. And they put a big old stinky cigar out of one of them's eyes. Guys, they're good eyes.
That's how evil they are. These hungry kids didn't want an Arby's here.
So, I guess that's what I'm saying is, don't support co-op radio. Go burn down an Arby's. No. I screwed that up.
Whoa.
Support co-op radio. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
But while we are playing music is the perfect time for you to dial 472-5667 or 472-KOOP and pledge your support for co-op radio. You may also pledge online at KOOP.org. We will be back. I'm a monster. We will be back. I'm a werewolf. With more, with our special guest, Duncan Carson, and our special guest, Hotan, and regular dude, David Hanna.
That's cool.
You know, can I just say you guys are just as handsome as you sound on the air?
That's, you're mean to say that.
I wish you hadn't such mean things to us.
Yeah.
And you, aren't they? These are two very handsome,
sharp-looking
fellas.
Look, do you think this is our first time doing radio? I did the radio voice test.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a specialist out there that will play your voice, and they will estimate how attractive you are. And I got low scores, and I matched it physically. So let's move on.
Yeah, exactly. I will just run back to the bridge under which I live, and I will cry.
Not before you play that song.
Fair enough.
By that song, if you mean Ashes to Ashes by David Bowie, then you are correct. More Mascot Wedding Show. Después de esto.
Do you remember a Gather's Beer? It's such an older song. I've heard a rumor from ground control. Oh no, don't say it's true.
And we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. Special in studio guest comedian
Duncan Carson. Hey,
boom,
guys.
Boom, there it is. And also helping us out with Co-op's Fall 2K13 membership drive, the award-winning Hotan.
Yay!
Duncan, thank you.
Part of that applause was for you.
Aww. Hey. Hey, I feel a little gypped here then, Duncan.
That's racist.
No. I'm sorry. It's the energy that's just taking me over. I can't believe how much fun these two are. Duncan, did you know how much fun they were before you came on?
Don't answer that, Duncan. I'm familiar with these jokes.
Don't answer that, right? It is so much fun. The party has started on co-op, so please call us at 472-5667 and let us know what you really think about these two characters. I mean, do you like them?
No.
Do you want them to stay on the air?
Probably not.
Do you think you should have more? Maybe all day long programming. Saturday should be wall-to-wall mascot wedding show. I mean, you know, this is your radio station, so tell us what you think. 472-5667 and make sure that you make a pledge. This is very exciting. I feel completely outmatched in every category by you two.
No way. This is weird.
Whoa.
Stop the log rolling already.
You're awesome. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for letting me come and play.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us.
I really appreciated it. But please delete anything I said up to this point in your podcast so that going forward for posterity.
I'm going to auto-tune your voice so you sound like RoboCop.
I love it. I want to hear that.
I'm going to make you my ringtone so I can hear that handsome boy. I'm like, that's me.
Yeah, which one? No, seriously, this is great. Now they're kicking me out, everyone. So please call at 472-5667. It's been great to be here. Thank you so much. I want my Rocky music before I go. Let's go.
Wow. You know what?
Let's go.
You earned it.
Whee! Yeah.
Thank you, Hotan. Boom. I'll cut it off whenever I want.
Wow. Can we stop stroking your egos now? God.
Look, we did not plan for that. We did not want that.
She was reading from a script that entire time.
Okay, look, I just had that laying around. That was for my graduation.
You know what? He's not lying. If you look at it, the references in the script are very dated.
Uh-huh.
There's a part when he's referencing new hit movie called Shakespeare in Love. Guys, we do got some Twitter activity.
Hey. Look out.
Comedian Kath Barbadoro says, should I call in a mascot wedding to ask Duncan Carson for a ride? And then she tweets, I called in and I went to a pledge drive, those bait and switchers. Then Joe Hafke says, yes, you should call. And then Kath Barbadoro says, hey guys, can you tell Duncan that I need a ride to the party tonight? And also ask him if he wants to go to the Cap Early show. Kath, I will not ask him either of those things unless you play. Ah, she got me!
God dang it. First of all, Kath, you know I have a show every Saturday at 8 at Austin Java called Sure Thing.
Does she? Or has she been hanging out at Clown Dog Bikes, you know?
Whoa.
Playing those little green trumpets.
Smoking a little too many of those clown dogs.
Yes,
wait,
exactly.
What?
Clown Dog Bike, I don't know, it's a laundry store because it smells like some dirty clothes in here.
What?
Look out.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm not giving her a ride.
Sorry, Kath. No rides for you.
Yeah, so if you want to call in and voice your opinion about that, 472-5667. And it's not bait and switch if we spend the entire show
pledge
telling
drive.
You that operators are standing by.
Yeah.
And look, I would badger Kath and Joe to call in a pledge, but they're poor comedians. That's like getting blood from a stone person.
Oh. Timing.
Yes.
Did it.
Yes. Oh, boy. That's a big insult. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's the thing. Before the show, David was like, maybe we'll get the Carson bump, get some, you know, pledges.
Yeah.
Oh, all of my people are broke. They're so broke.
Are you taking the blame for this? Because I'd appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can put it on me.
We've
yeah.
never had a guest take the blame. This is refreshing.
Because rightfully, it's always us.
Yeah. Hey, Mac, I want to throw a question out at you. And Duncan, you can chime in if you want.
Okay.
So Hotan was saying that, hey, you know, tell us what you think of the mascot. What do you like them? Do you not like them?
Do you want them on the air?
And I had a very dangerous thought in my head.
Oh, dangerous.
But I wanted to run this past you first. I was going to be like, hey, if we get $2,000 in pledges in the next 15 minutes, we'll never do another
yes.
show again.
I had that thought, too. I was like, you know, if you pledge enough, you could get them off the air.
Do you, but here's the thing. I kind of feel like we would hit that number and we'd never do another show again, and that terrified me.
You know what? If that's a negative thought. We should focus on the positive.
That's absolutely
But if
true.
Somebody did call in and drop two racks
uh-huh.
to get us
two racks
to get us off the air.
He used to work. He used to work at a casino.
Is that even a thing? Two racks.
It is now.
Hey,
if somebody is dropping too large to see us out of here,
yeah.
well then goodbye. Final show.
Final show.
Tell you what, you make it 4,000. You cut off one rack for Mac, one rack for me. Never see you again. that's my price right now.
That would be your you getting out of town money?
Yeah.
If you were to pledge 10 grand, they would fight to the death right now.
That's right. We'd pay the iron price.
That's right.
GOT reference. Mm-hmm. One of the places, I was looking at this sign here that tells us where you can use your co-op benefits card for a pledge of $8 or more. One of them is Platinum Inc., which reminds me, this week I was going to a convenience store that is right next to where I work at International Tomato in Sunken Valley. And this convenience store, I will not name it, but it has two numbers in its name, if that helps out at all.
Okay.
And it's a place where, like, I don't necessarily enjoy going, but I end up going there all the time. Like, it smells weird inside of it. And
okay.
there's always something there to depress me a little bit.
Sure.
And so I'm, like, walking into it, and then some lady who's like, she got out of her car real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So picture someone sitting in the driver's seat of their car and then popping out and like looking at you right in the eye, like real quick. And then she's like, hey man, can I ask you something? And I was like, yes. And she was like, in your opinion, what is the best tattoo parlor in town? Like what is, when people talk about the best tattoo parlor, what do they say? Oh, I don't know. I think you're asking the wrong guy. And she goes, what? You ain't got no wink! Like that, like really loud.
Wow.
4 feet away from me. And it was like,
wow.
Like dismissed.
No tattoos.
No tattoos.
No. What about you, Duncan?
I have a frog right here on the arm. Boom.
Can I ask you the story of the frog? Magnolia fan.
Magnolia fan?
That
does happen.
Sideways.
Yeah. Frogs do rain from the sky. No, I just got it some years back.
Okay.
Ex-girlfriend of mine wanted to get tattoos. Went along for the ride.
See, I knew that was going to happen.
Great plan.
Did frogs kill her?
No, I wanted the frog.
Oh, okay.
Just because.
So she's the one who ended up with the tattoo. She didn't. Wait, what was her tattoo? The same tattoo?
No, she got like a moon on her foot.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, right?
Kick her to the curb.
Come on. And I was just like, oh, hey, I'm cool too. And I got a frog because I've always liked frogs.
Uh-huh. So. Well, and I'm glad it kind of... So you're happy with the tattoo? You like the tattoo?
I'm not happy with it.
Okay.
You know what? That too is a... That too? Sure. That tattoo is now a part of your life. Just how that ex-girlfriend, I think her name was Sandy, is that right? Just how Sandy was a part of your life. So you know what? That's just how things work out. You're your own American quilt, Duncan Carson.
I'll always have the memory. Mm-hmm. You know?
Good. Good for you.
Kath Barbadoro tweeted at us, and I think I think her Twitter broke because she put colon and then open parentheses, and then I guess she was about to type something, but it just didn't appear.
Huh. Okay. That doesn't make sense to me.
Colon, open parentheses.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like a subtitle that never starts.
Yeah. I think she was going to whisper a secret and just forgot how.
It's so confusing.
Then Bo Honkus tweets at us. He says, "You guys are right. Moriarty is giving me too much credit. I'm more like a chafing, I believe it is pronounced, in YR shorts."
What?
A chafing in your shorts.
A chafing in your shorts.
Oh, a chafing.
Look, we don't even want to get in our shorts, Bo Honkus.
Yes. Get out of our shorts. Boo.
Dumb joke.
This guy's trying to get in your heads.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll try. Keep trying.
Wear your shorts.
Hey, you want to get in our heads? Check this segue out.
I would
get in our phones. 4725667.
Hey. What?
I was just going to throw the number out there. I felt like I needed to.
By the way, our phone answerers have literally left the room.
They are gone.
They are outside. Someone delivered a pizza, and they're making a house of pizza.
Uh-huh.
Like some people would a house of cards. So by calling 472-5667, you can stop their chicanery.
House of pizza, much sturdier than a house of cards.
Yes.
House of pizza, much better to watch than the Netflix series House of Cards.
What?
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
What? Come on, it's pretty great.
I knew I'd get some people off of that one.
Pretty great.
Is it really? I haven't seen it.
It's very entertaining.
Okay.
I mean, like, some people were like, oh, the writing kind of fails it at the end. And I was like, well, maybe I'd... It passed the time pretty good for me.
Uh-huh. I'll check it out.
Because it's the new model of TV where, like, you clicked on it, so it's on you. If you don't like it, come on, just stop.
Yeah.
Netflix, you could stop at any point.
There was an interview in the New York Times, I believe, with David Cross talking about the upcoming season of Arrested Development.
Yeah.
And he was gushing about it, which I did not expect. And he wasn't gushing about the content. He was gushing about the Netflix business model. He was like, oh, this is the kind of thing that 10, 20 years from now, they're going to be talking about how this changed the course of how we watch television. And I was like, this has been a cynical man for 20 years. And to hear him just kind of rave about anything was kind of off-putting.
Well, you know, David, you're a young guy, so you don't realize this. But when you get older,
yes,
you know, and you start to realize the important things in life,
and
once you go ahead and marry a 21-year-old, you just realize that, hey, time to start... saying nice things about the people who give you money.
Yeah. Time to buckle down and get that second boat.
He's got a young wife, so he's trying to get into her interests. Like, like the internet. You know? He's probably got Vine and stuff.
Yes.
Just to keep Amber Tamblyn happy.
Hey, Twitter. That's cool. yeah. Excuse me.
Whoa.
That's all right.
Cough break.
Sorry. One more thing about 7-Eleven.
Yes.
Oh no!
Mystery's out.
Dang.
I'll edit that out of the podcast. One more thing about the convenience store. I was in there, and because I said it depresses me every time, and it just reminded me of this time I was in there, and there was like one guy working the register, and there was a line of, oh my God, it was pretty packed, three people.
Oh my goodness.
And the boss, the manager of the convenience store comes out. So the guy working the 7-Eleven is like wearing his 7-Eleven shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then the manager of the 7-Eleven is like wearing like a pantsuit.
Okay.
And it just struck me as like, you're overdressed.
Little lady?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sharp. I like that.
And the guy sees the line and he goes, hey, is Tony supposed to come in today? Where's Tony? Kind of basically saying that like, there's a long line. I'm the only one here. And the lady goes, no, it's just you today, Frank. And the way she said it was just like, nope, quit your complaining and shut up. And it just like, and by the way, BT Dubs, I find you valueless as a human.
I love the like sigh.
Yeah.
Like this is a debate they've had forever. Yeah. Like, hey, wait, is Tony also coming in? No, Frank, this is still just one 7-Eleven. I think you can handle it.
I'm just waiting for her to like, the subtext of that story is like, Tony died years ago and she can't bring herself to tell him. It's like, no, I'm afraid Tony's never coming back, Frank.
Hey, you know who would like this milk? Tony would.
He sure would. Sure would, Frank.
Well, you think Tony's coming by today?
No, I don't think so today, Frank.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah. Hey, what if we stay open forever? Will Tony come in today?
I'm afraid not, Frank.
Oh, man, I miss Tony. What do you think he's doing now? He's on a boat?
Yeah, he's on a boat far, far away from here. Sailing to the clouds.
It's where all the 7-Eleven employees go to retire.
7-Eleven upstate.
I'm going to put my head in the hot dog turner.
I had something neat actually happen right before this show. I went to the convenience store across the street from the co-op studios.
Look out.
I know. And I didn't have like an extravagant purchase. I bought a bottle of water. But I get it rung up And the guy says, thank you very much. Have fun. And
yeah,
it was weird. But at the same time, I really liked it. Like, I will have fun.
Yeah, man. That's pretty great.
Yeah, it's a motivating thing.
There's the one right by my house. Guy's getting to know me pretty well.
And can
well.
We get your address, please?
I don't want to name the chain.
The chain of homes?
I don't want to name the chain of gas stations that I live at.
Gas station, okay.
The clerk at this gas station, let's call it Chevin. Huh?
Okay, all right.
I'm pretty proud of that.
Let's call it C-Ron.
Whatever I get, he likes to say, he's like an enthusiast. He's like, oh, yeah, have a good, you know, hope you get into some fun tonight or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he'll add little editorial. Like, when I was just buying a Red Bull and a thing of peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, that's one way to get it done on a Tuesday. And for a second, I was just like, what? Yeah. What other way would there be? All right.
It's from his big book of things to ways to get it done.
I'm going to a comedy show. Don't judge me. Hey.
I always liked how whenever I buy a Red Bull, this one guy would be like, it's like, ah, you were partying, my man. I'm just going to stay up so I can watch more TV.
I just kind of need this to function.
Can I applaud you on your lack of accent work on that one?
Thank you. By the way, I want one quick anecdote. I can offer it without comment just to squeeze in. I was at Staple, the Independent Media Expo, earlier today, which is going on tomorrow. And a lady approached myself and the other tabler, and she had really long fingernails. Like, imagine the length of a hand, double it. Those are fingernails, and they were painted.
Mm.
And she came up to me, and she goes like, hey, y'all, are you guys Dr. Horrible sing-along blog fans? Well, we're doing a live presentation in the other room. We got an all-live cast. We like to pull people on stage, and yeah, we make fools of ourselves. But you know, I'll tell you what, it's a damn good show. And then left. No pause for air or breathing or anything, just all that, and then gone.
Amazing.
It was amazing. Hey, we got one more person to thank before we get out of here.
Okay, see, this is completely wrong. I have to change this.
What?
But we would like to thank my mom.
Nelda!
One would think so, but no, this is Melba.
Melba.
Which is Melba.
Which here's the weirder part.
Like the toast.
This is throwing me off because my aunt is named Melba. So this is blowing my mind. But everything else checks out.
Are you sure it's not Melba?
Well, couldn't it be your aunt?
Well, then she's having it mailed to my address.
Well, maybe she's still doing that.
Oh.
Either way, I think we can agree that Brian, the phone answer, is pounding some kush out there.
He is a functional illiterate. In fact, we should get out of the way because we're coming up on the top of the hour.
So much weed.
That's right.
Yeah. But one last push, if you obviously can't pledge on this show anymore, but pledge on the Clear Spot or the rest of the Saturday Night lineup or the rest of Co-op's lineup, 472-5667 or online koop.org. There's a little button on the left-hand side. Click it. Takes 5 minutes. And, excuse me, if you pledge online or if you pledge later in the night, tell them you like Mascot Wedding. It'll get back to us. We'll try our darndest to thank you on the show next week. And, yeah, that's it, everybody.
Name the Grackle.
That's right. I think we're going to go. I don't know. I think it's still at the beer. Duncan Carson, where can people go to see and find out more about you?
There's a DuncanCarson.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a worthwhile investment. Or just the every Saturday at Austin Java, there is a show that happens at 8 o'clock.
That is right. It's called Sure Thing, and it is worth your time if you like comedy.
That's right.
And you're also on Twitter at A. Duncan Carson.
A. Duncan, as if there were many of them.
That's right. Duncan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys. Thanks. It was super fun.
I wish we had more show for you, but we don't. But we'll have you on another time. Tell you what, for more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com, email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @mascotwedding. Mac, you got anything else?
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac. Goodbye, Duncan.
Goodbye, Duncan.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye, Austin. We'll see you around. Support Co-op. We're going out with Guided by Voices from The Bears for Lunch. Track one, King Arthur the Red. Bye, everybody. See you next time.
Oh, no.